Recent reports that Sony Pictures made up favorable reviews of its films make Weekend Edition essayist Andy Borowitz wonder what other lies Hollywood feeds its audience.
June 2001 will go down in history as the time that America truly lost its innocence. Yes, this was the time that we all had the veil ripped from our eyes to reveal a shocking truth. Hollywood studios are nothing but a bunch of big, fat fibbers. When we learned that Sony Pictures was concocting imaginary reviewers to rave about their films and even using studio employees to gush about them in TV ads, our response as a nation was one of stunned silence. Now, perhaps we should have questioned the raves for the Sony movie The Animal, since any film whose poster shows the actor Rob Schneider with an elephant's tail in his mouth would seem to be somewhat less than Oscar material. Nevertheless, as a nation, we were struck with a deep sense of betrayal. Hollywood studios, which for so many decades had been the last bastion of honesty and virtue in our country, suddenly had feet of clay. They were now seen as fallible, even devious institutions, perfectly capable of telling us that one of their films was the feel-good movie of the year when, in fact, the very same movie would make us feel bad, especially if we paid full price to see it. The shock has worn off by now, but the revelations about Sony's treachery have raised deeper, darker questions. If Hollywood has been lying about how good their movies are, what else have they been lying about? For example, did Jennifer Aniston really marry Brad Pitt, as we were told, or was it just an elaborate ruse to distract us from the fact that all of her movies have been so lousy? Are there actually two John Travoltas? One, an intelligent being who made the movies Pulp Fiction and Saturday Night Fever, and another, a mindless, studio-programmed robot who made Battlefield Earth and Swordfish. Was the Adam Sandler vehicle Little Nicky really, as New Line Cinema claimed, a comedy, or was it in fact an accounting scheme to rack up much-needed tax losses for parent company AOL Time Warner? And finally, a nagging question that's been keeping me up at nights. Does George Clooney exist? I've never seen anyone as good-looking as Clooney in real life. My suspicion is that he's actually just a computer-generated image, which would explain why he's never married. From the tone of these questions, you might suspect that I'm now a jaded, jaundiced soul with nothing left to believe in. Anyone who thinks that doesn't know the real me. True, I've been shattered by the Sony revelations, and it'll be a long time before I believe anything coming out of Hollywood. But the optimist in me says that we all still have one great American institution that we can believe in, one that we can always count on to tell us the truth. That's right. We'll always have the oil companies.
Andy Borowitz writes a weekly humor column for Newsweek.com.